presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. The Adventure of the Dragon's Teeth, 10 jade pieces which are said to contain the secret of everlasting life, is rapidly coming to a close. In our last episode, we heard how the villainous Walter Huffman, his henchman Hu Ling, and their captive Lois Lane left a transcontinental train at Carson City instead of continuing on to San Francisco. With the 10 dragon's teeth in his possession, Huffman intended to take a boat for China. But suspecting that the police would be waiting for him when he got off the train, he decided to continue the journey from Carson City by automobile. While crossing the prairie in the car, Huffman and his two companions ran into a deadly dust storm. And then... But wait. Listen.
Huffman, you can't do this to it. Hu Ling may be dying. His skull may be fractured from the crack over the head you gave him with your gun.
You think it matters to me what happens to you, too? I have the 10 dragon teeth. This car cannot carry the three of us through this infernal dust storm. So then you two must remain behind.
But that's murder. We're miles from nowhere, and this dust storm is getting worse. I can hardly see or breathe now.
That's too bad.
Huffman, wait. Please listen to me, Huffman.
I am sorry, Miss Lane. You must do the best you can. Goodbye.
Huffman, come back. Come back, Huffman, come back. I've got to do something. This dust, it's blinding me, choking me. I must go on, but which way?
Ancestors.
Hu Ling. He's coming too. Here, Hu Ling. I'll help you get up. Hu Ling!
You devil woman. Stay away from me.
Devil woman?
Yes, you devil woman. Ancestors, take her away from me. Take from me these million demons that bite and sting my face, blind my eyes, choke my throat.
He's out of his mind. Huffman hit him on the head with his gun.
Ancestors.
That's it.
Ancestors, have mercy. Save me. Save me.
He's stark, raving mad. I have to do something.
Ancestors, you stay from me. You devil woman.
Listen to me, Hu Ling. I'm not a devil woman. Your ancestors sent me to help you.
Help me?
Yes. I'm no devil. I'm a good spirit. Follow me, Hu Ling, and I'll save you. Will you follow?
Follow you?
Yes.
Yes, I follow. Where would you go, we go?
Yes. Where? Come, Hu Ling. Come with me.
On into the swirling death of the dust storm walked this strange pair. A beautiful young girl leading by the hand a half-crazed Chinese. The dust-laden wind wraps itself around them, swallows them up like some great monster as they disappear from sight. Meanwhile, at Carson City, Superman has assumed his disguise of Clark Kent and is trying to pick up the trail of Walter Huffman.
Conductor said the three of them got off the train here at Carson City. That means Huffman, Hu Ling, and Lois. Why should Huffman decide to get off the train here instead of going on to San Francisco? He may have figured that the police would be waiting for him when he stepped off the train on the coast. But he's got to get to San Francisco if he wants to take a boat to China. But how? No airport here, so he'd have to use a car. That's it, a car! That means he and the others are on their way to the coast in it now. Guess I'd better get a little information from that policeman over there. Excuse me, officer.
Yes, young man, what can I do for you?
I wonder if you can help me, officer. I'm planning to drive from here to San Francisco starting this afternoon. What's the best way to go?
Well, there's only one way you can go, and you won't be taking it this afternoon.
I don't understand.
The only way of going is across the Great Prairie. You got to hit Mineville before you can pick up the main highway for the coast. And Mineville's on the other side of the prairie.
Oh, thanks very much. That's all I wanted to
know. Wait a minute, fella. Did you notice anything peculiar about the air in this town?
Yeah, no. Kind of windy and dusty, but...
Windy and dusty, eh? You see that huge black cloud hanging low over the horizon there?
Yes, looks like an approaching storm.
Brother, that's a sandstorm. Take my advice and stay here in Carson City till it blows over. Your life would be worth a plugged nickel if you tried to get through that.
Dangerous as all that, eh?
Mister, I've seen people brought in off the prairie after one of these dust storms. They weren't pleasant to look at. It isn't just the dust clogging your nose and throat so you can't breathe. It's, well, those dust particles driven by a howling wind are just like knives. No, sir. Those people weren't pleasant to look at.
I see. Well, thanks for the tip. I guess I'll wait till it blows over.
Yeah, I would if I were you. It doesn't pay to take chances.
Thanks, officer. Huffman took a chance unless I miss my guess. I'm going to make for that alley where I won't be seen. Unless I'm mistaken, the chances are Lois will be needing my help right now. Needing the help of Superman.
Here's the alley. Gotta change quickly. There we are. Now, up!
Up! And away!
We must go on.
No. 1,000 demons filled my eyes, my throat. 10,000 knives cut my face, my hands. You are a devil woman.
Please, Wu Ling. Come on. It's our only chance. We've got to keep going until the storm's over.
No. We stop. Wu Ling, move no further.
Why do you look at me like that?
Who you are?
I've told you, Wu Ling. I'm a good spirit, sent
no,
by your ancestors.
No, you are evil spirit. You are a devil woman. You think to trick Wu Ling going with you?
Oh, no.
Listen.
No.
Listen. Round us scream voice of 1,000 demons. You hear?
Oh, that's the wind.
No. Demons. You bring them.
Wu Ling, listen. You must try to remember. Huffman. Walter Huffman. He struck you over the head with his gun. Remember, Wu Ling?
No. You are a devil.
Huffman struck you and threw you out of the car. Remember? That he forced me out of the car and drove off, leaving us alone. Don't you remember, Wu Ling? Wu Ling!
Wu Ling, fight evil spirit.
Oh, no. No, get away!
No, fight evil spirit.
Stay away from me, you madman! You're out of your mind! You're crazy! Stay away!
Wu Ling, fight evil spirit.
Oh, no. No, Wu Ling! Please don't! Please!
Meanwhile, red cloaks streaming in the gale, Superman speeds across the prairie, searching, searching, his X-ray eyes piercing the wall of swirling dust.
That cop was right. Easy to understand what this dust storm would do to a mortal person. I've got a feeling the quicker I get to Lois, the better. I only knew... Wait, there below me, something. Down, down. Automobile burned to a charred and blackened hulk. This must be the car. Great Scott, if Lois was in this car. Better investigate. There's no one here. Whoever was driving couldn't see the ravine because of the sandstorm. Car went over the embankment, caught fire. Hello, what's this? What? The tea. The dragon's tea. Melted and fused together into one piece by the fire. Well, that's the end of that. I'd better get started again and see if I can't find... Wait a minute. Someone lying over there near those bushes. Why, it's Huffman. Walter Huffman. Let's see. Neck broken. Managed to crawl from the car and then collapsed. Why wasn't Lois with him? And Wu Ling... I'd better look into that right now. Up!
Up! And away!
Wu Ling, fight she devil.
Oh, please, Wu Ling, you must listen to me. Don't you see? The storm's over now. We must go on. We must get out of this prairie.
She devil try to fight Wu Ling. Now, Wu Ling, fight you.
Oh, no. No, Wu Ling.
Run. You run, then Huling catch you.
Oh, no, please. Listen to me.
You no run, eh? Then here.
Huling, please, let go of me.
You no run away. Then Huling use knife on you. Now.
Stop. Put down that knife.
No. No, Huling kill.
I'm sorry, Miss Lane. That was the only way to stop him.
Superman.
Yes.
Thank heaven. That madman would have taken my life.
Now, there's no time to lose. I've got to get you two out of this prairie before the dust storm kicks up again. This is only a temporary lull.
Wait. Alder Huffman. He made off in a car with the dragon's teeth and...
You can forget both Huffman and the dragon's teeth. Huffman is dead. The dragon's teeth are gone forever.
Oh.
Once again, a single man's greed has deprived humanity of a means to alleviate much of its suffering. But now, Miss Lane, I'm going to take you and Huling back to Metropolis. There, I've got Huling. If I may put my arm around your waist.
Of course.
There we are. And now, up! Up! And away!
Once again, Superman's curious powers and amazing abilities bring matters to a happy and successful conclusion. What further adventures await Superman in his never-ending battle against crime and injustice? Be sure to hear the next thrilling episode and begin our new adventure with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky.
Look, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.